since you got your new laptop.
Welcome to Suites Insights with Allie and Amy. I logged on to the recording with Amy and she started to be rude, and I thought that I would quickly record so you all could be part of it.
Me as well capture, and Allie said there's something wrong, it's blurry. And I said, yeah, it's just your face. And apparently, for some reason, she took offense to that. But in all fairness, she looks much less blurry now, and her face looks perfect. So there.
Well, I don't feel perfect today because I caught Greg's stomach flu.
Yeah, that's not
And
good.
so
My
I feel
Yeah.
like I've had a horrible week in the sense that, like, the stomach flu is not fun.
No. So, and as we talked about yesterday to ourselves, not on podcast, my
Hard to
kids
keep track.
are also my kids also have not been feeling good. So Colton did go back to school today, which is good because he also had something going on with his belly, but it was headache related. I think we all had it. And then Peyton, she said she already had it from what we figured. But she said her tummy today wasn't feeling good, but she still went to school. So like all of us had like migraine induced, like feeling sick stomach, but like we're not sick to our stomach, just feeling sick stomach.
So we think ours might have started with the Kenzie, but we had one of those dinners where there was like epic tears and snot and like all the things. And then an hour later, she projectile puked when we experimented with a new ice cream out of the Ninja. So we weren't sure if it was like excess mucus that like resulted in the puking. And then it was like 2 days later that Greg got it coming out the other end. For like 3 days, I've
Goodness.
never seen him so sick ever. And then with me, I was coming out the top end, like a little bit the one day, but mostly it is this exorbitant stomach pain that is like defeating. Like I'm like, I would like it to come out somehow, but nothing's coming out anymore. And like it's just this like knotting, stabbing, gruesome stomach thing.
So I'm taking notes. If people are wondering why it looks like I'm not listening to you, Allie, for those of us who are watching this, I'm taking notes that we need to put a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode because it's a little bit graphic. And poor Greg, maybe he shouldn't listen to this one. We're not painting a pretty picture for him, unfortunately.
Yes. So anyway, we should talk about something else.
Probably. I mean, my coffee tastes great. After all of that, I don't really know, but I'm unsure. But it tastes great. But I did make notes so we can figure out what to do.
I think I'm such a graphic person that I didn't even feel like that was that graphic.
I don't either. I'm a very graphic person also. I mean, listen to episode one and everyone will know. but we do have trigger warnings on that one. But I'm a graphic person too. I'm just an honest, like blunt person, I guess. And I just feel like there are people in the world who are not that way. And my daughter is one of them. She is very like the sight of
Oh.
blood or anything like that. She's very queasy. And it's funny because she wants to go into marine biology. So she
Oh.
has a shock for her. But I like for Easter, I mean, I guess we're changing topics naturally here, but for Easter, I bought them like little dissection kits. But they're more so like it was a bug in amber and you pick away at the amber. It's more in my mind, it was more of like a geological thing because it's like almost like if you're excavating something, bones or a fossil or something, and you're uncovering it, but it was called a dissection kit. But she does have an actual dissection kit, a fish dissection kit, which I'm super interested to see her do. Which is really cool. And there are all these things that you can get. They're all very sciencey and exciting. But I was like, okay, girl, if you're going to do this, the fish dissection kit, and again, maybe we need another type of warning on here, but like she's
Is
going to
it
do
so? I'm
the
curious, is it a real fish or like a model
No.
fish?
No, synthetic like model, but looks real. It's
Because
really
I bet
cool.
like nowadays they're probably like it probably feels and looks the same. Like it's so.
And it has like fake blood and stuff you put into it. 'Cause I was like, girl, if you're gonna go into this, you need to know.
Oh.
Because she gets a cut at cheer and she like or a cut at school, and her friends panic and get a band-aid for her because she will go down.
Oh, and is she the same way when she sees someone else's blood or just her own?
I don't know. So needles, she goes down with needles and she goes down with her blood, but I think also other people's blood like makes her queasy, but like maybe an animal's blood, and this sounds maybe terrible, but maybe an animal's blood wouldn't bother her. And especially if she was doing it for scientific reasons versus, oh my gosh, like somebody just got cut and here's a trauma that I need to look at. Like she could never be a doctor. I mean, I say that if she's helping people, maybe it would be different.
Right.
But yeah, so it's very
It's
cool.
interesting
I can't
because, like, so often we don't know how we're going to react in like stressful situations, right?
wait.
Like, I remember being young. I was some like early high school, and we were at a friend's house. There was a whole bunch of us, and it was like, because I'm old, it was before the days where like trampolines had like the nets around them. And so we were all playing on this trampoline. And one of the guys that was with us did a flip or something and hit his head, and his head was gushing blood. And so everyone panicked, and a bunch of people went and got Kleenex. And I like took charge of the situation and like yelled at everybody to calm down. And I like got face cloths and then yelled at them not to use Kleenex because it was going to stick in his head. And like we got him to the hospital and he got staples put in his head. Like it was like pretty traumatic. But like everyone commented after that, like of all people, they didn't expect me to be the one that was going to be like holding his head and dealing with the blood. And like I was like, yeah, I got this. Everyone stay back. Like here we go. And like I don't know why I became that person, but I did, which is interesting because I was the person who like refused to dissect a frog in class. Like I skipped class that day because I was like, there's no way.
I know, and I know there's lots of feelings on this, and we won't get into the politics of everything because I don't think we should. But we also have so many trigger warnings on this episode. I think we're just going to put like the name of the episode is the whole episode is a trigger warning.
I'm curious, do they still do that?
Oh, I think there's lots of times. Like, I know I listen to very different podcasts, though. So at some point, we should definitely like talk about all the fun podcasts that we want to recommend and listen to and like. Do our top 10 of podcasts, maybe if we can collectively. But like one I listen to is Crime Junkie, and my goodness, those girls are amazing, but there are trigger warnings. So there's certain type of content. If you're already listening to Crime Junkie, there's it's instantly a trigger warning because you chose to listen to that podcast. But there is certain extra content that deals with certain things that they will then say, like, this episode might have extra sensitive information, content that you can't like maybe not don't want to listen to. But I feel like if you're listening to a podcast of that type, you expect that. So it's less needed for a trigger warning. If you're listening to two moms talking and all of a sudden we're talking about, I mean, vomiting and
Here's the
poo.
thing. When you listen to Sweet Insights, don't let the name fool you. You just
Right.
never know what we might talk about. But I'm curious because your kids are in high school. Do they
No,
still?
junior and middle.
Oh, do they still dissect frogs in school? Is that like still a thing?
So there's still dissection class that I understand. So she will in high school. So I believe when she takes biology that there still is some dissection. I think when we were reading her course selection, but I could be wrong. I'm gonna have to look now because now it's gonna bother me that I don't know and recall it.
I love how there's like random things that I think to ask when we're talking that are like, I don't know why I feel like I need to know this, but I'm like gonna call my girlfriend today whose kids just finished high school and ask if they did.
Well, and
Because that
if
would
they
be
take
awesome for your
biology.
daughter based on what she wants to do, right? Like that's the real deal.
But she's also thinking of other things, like because she's like, how realistic is marine biology? It is probably like one of those like 1% jobs that like people get hired and like do because how much need is it or where does she have to move to do it? And there are courses we've looked at where they are. Like she could go to Ontario. There's things she could do here for a portion of it. But I don't know like how well she's going to be able to find a job. Is like, I don't know where you're going to have to go to do what you want to do.
I wonder
So
though if when she takes biology, if she'll like once you take a more specific biology course, do you then flock one way more than the other? Like I know the naturopath that I worked for, that I work for, she originally thought she was going to be a family doctor. And it wasn't until like she took her first year of school that she was like, oh, like I'm really more into the natural medicine and kind of flocked that way. So sometimes you naturally kind of find your path along the way.
well, when I took pharmacy tech, like I wanted to do to be a pharmacist, and I mean, still think I
I
would
never
love
knew
that.
that.
Oh yeah, I've done so many things. Like we could spend a whole episode talking about all the things that Amy has done. Like I like learning, so that was just something I went and did because I didn't know what else to do with my life. But yeah, because I had already worked at Disney and came home and decided that that's what I wanted to do. But I purposely didn't go down the path of pharmacist because I would have had to sit on a waiting list. I was already a mature student at that point. And I didn't want to go through that whole wait. And then I was like, would I have to go back and up some of my sciences and things? Funny enough, we were doing some packing yesterday and my family is home. My sister and I had to go through some stuff and like fight over Barbies. Not really. I mean, I'm just going to give her the Barbies. I decided I'll be the bigger person because I don't play with them anymore. I don't, not that she wants to, but my kids are older. Like, we don't need that. Peyton has her own stuff. She doesn't want my old crusty, dusty Barbies. So, like, we were going through stuff and I found my transcript from high school. And I was like, oh, my daughter is already so much smarter than me. Like, I did really well in high school, but like, when I look back, like, I'm looking at my marks and I'm like, even if she does like a fraction percent better than me, even if she doesn't, if she, I'll still be proud of her no matter what. But like, she has, I have to find, I should find my junior high transcript because she's doing amazing in junior high. And I know that my junior high marks are really good as well, but I don't think they were as good as what she is. Like, she's
That's
currently,
amazing.
I know she's like a 93% average student. So I don't even remember where I was going with this, but the fact is, oh, we found the transcript and I was just looking at it and like, she will have so many doors open and so many opportunities. So if she doesn't want to do marine biology, she could do whatever she wants. I mean, she obviously the sky's the limit, but like, she was looking at what other options. And I was like, it's so hard as a kid, not only in my profession as real estate, looking at young adults trying to buy houses, but like, how do you even pick a job right now to know where it's going to lead you? Of something you want to do and that you feel passionate about, and then to be able to survive, even to buy groceries nowadays. Like, I don't even know, I say nowadays, like we're from the olden days, but I feel like it was a lot easier for
Might
us.
be awkward.
Yeah. Well, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Right. I was talking about this with someone the other day because just like even the world as we like move into the world of AI, like we have to be cautious that our children don't pick something now that's going to be extinct. Right? Like, because they, I feel like they're, you know, as the world evolves and things change, demands for specific jobs change, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, you know, when we first got our house, you know, many moons ago, I remember there was this like fixation on getting teachers because in Ontario, there was a shortage of teachers. And then so many people went to school to be teachers because they were pushing that so much that there weren't enough teacher jobs. And I remember the sweetest cashier at our grocery store had gone to teachers college, had, and you know, because I end up talking to people, she ended up not being able to have kids of her own, was newly married, and now she wasn't able to get a job as a teacher. And now I think it's 20 years later, and she is still working at the grocery store. And we have a teacher shortage now, and she's educated as a teacher, but she probably has so much seniority at the grocery store that she's not going to leave. She's not going to restart now. But it's so unfortunate because we tend to, you know, promote these jobs, and then we almost get too many people in them that then people can't get hired.
Or we have
So
too many people in them and we keep hiring, and then the poor people that are already in the jobs don't get as much work, like in real estate, because this is a problem. And I could go on a tangent, I think, about this because I really, really, really despise, and I'm trying to be good because this is a podcast and people will listen and people may like me or not. But there are so many realtors that we don't need them, and they're overpopulating areas in Halifax, for example, so that those realtors cannot find work and they're coming into our market where I live and buffering out some of the newer agents or the older agents here. I mean, I feel confident in my job, but still, sometimes I'm not getting as much work as I would like because I have to compete with all of these people from areas that shouldn't be here. And that's how I
Well, I'm
feel.
always confused here with real estate agents that like, and then maybe this is me just being dumb, but like there's like the bunch of real estate agents that like sell tons of houses. And then there's like a gazillion when you look in the newspaper that you've like never seen their name on a house. You've never like whatever. And like, I'm like, what if, like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
But
so
there's
they're
like
basically.
there's more pictures in the newspaper than there are houses for sale.
Yeah, so they're basically parking their license and paying fees and not getting work. And that's why they end up going out of the business and working at coffee shops, grocery stores, wherever they can find work, or they're working another job on the side. And so they're not that active and they're not concerned.
Right.
But I mean, it's a hard business. And I worked a full, like two full-time jobs essentially. Getting into real estate for like 10 years, I worked full time, had kids, and did real estate full time on the side, which it sounds crazy, but it is what it is. Finally, I decided I had a good enough clientele and repeat clients and things that I could go and do real estate alone full time. But it's insane. And there's so many new realtors getting into the business, and kudos to them. Like, I love what I do, so it's great. But at the same time, I'm like, why do they keep letting these people in? Because they're not even going to have enough work necessarily. Like some of them come right in and have a lot of people they know, and it's great, and they can do well.
It's
But there's
interesting
lots of
because you
that.
wonder if there's so many now, if like people won't choose that career and then all of a sudden there won't be enough of them again, right? Like it's like that pattern that happens with all things.
It will never happen with real estate. I wish they would shut it down for a while and like let the people that are in figure it out. And but like they're licensing people all the time. Like there's constantly courses and
And when you're licensed in real estate, can you be like, is it province based or is it Canada based?
province based. Yeah. So, but I mean, and I don't know what other provinces are like, but I'm sure this is not just a Nova Scotia
Probably the
problem.
same. Yeah, I'm sure it's
And
the
I mean,
same.
then there's all this chaos going on in the states because of lawsuits and stuff about commissions and how that will affect here. I don't know, but it's all foolish. And I don't know. The face of real estate could change. Like, I mean, it's probably changed since before I was in real estate too, but I'm sure it will, we'll have more changes. That's my real estate talk for today. It's like a TED talk, but real
Excellent.
estate talk.
So I feel like we've talked about some gruesome things that have trigger warnings. We've talked about kids in school. We've talked a little about real estate. What should we say in the candy world today?
I need to put a candy order in.
Kenzie is insisting that she wants, what is that stuff? She keeps, every time she sees your name on my phone, she's
Freeze-dried candy.
freeze-dried candy. She tried it at a friend's house and is now obsessed, and she's waiting for you to tell her when she's good to order some freeze-dried candy from you.
Now, we got our order actually 2 days ago, and it should be in
Forgot
our
to tell her.
system. I know. Oh, so I'm gonna have to add this to our list of things that we need to remind people that we got
You know
candy.
what? I feel like I should send you her cell phone number and you should text her that her freeze-dried candy is available now in store with like a
I
store
should.
link.
I should. I really need to have that something I can automate from my system. Like, it's funny. So we're talking about jobs and things. So I've actually hired from Upwork. To work on my candy store before, and he was awesome. I chose someone from Canada. I mean, I could have chose from anywhere around the world, and this is nothing against anyone across the world or who wanted to work on the website or like who put a bid in. But like I chose someone from Canada, just because I felt like it was giving back to a Canadian, which is what I do like to give back and help people that are local. And in all fairness, I just couldn't afford the people that were local because it's still a small business and growing. So I was able to find an awesome guy who worked on it from BC. And he was amazing and he was so helpful. And it was like the greatest experience with Upwork. I like the only experience I've ever had, but it was such a great experience. So kudos to Upwork. And kudos to the guy that helped me. And I don't know if he, I won't name his name just in case, but he is awesome. And if anyone needs someone awesome, you can reach out and I will give you his information via Upwork so that you could hire someone. But he is a web developer and he was so great. So with the candy store, like these are all things like I can outsource. I built the website myself, but like I could outsource things and get people who really know what they're doing. Cause I feel like I know a little bit about everything and pretend that I know how to do everything because that's what I like to do. I feel confident in myself and my abilities. But realistically, I'm not always like in the know on everything and don't know tips and tricks always and do things probably the long way. So I was like, I'm going to pay someone to do this who can get it all set up and done nicely. And he did a really great job and redesigned it and tweaked it for me. And also that way I could ship internationally, which is awesome.
Yay.
So
And do
yeah.
you do promotional emails?
Yeah, so that's something I can do. There's lots of things I can do. That's what I mean. I do some promotional emails, like, but you have to sign up and then I have to, like, it's something I would have to fit in my schedule. So as I outsource other work, so I'm outsourcing my payroll now for the candy store because just it's a lot for me to take on because I really need to focus on real estate. Real estate is what pays my bills.
I feel like one of your like teenage staff should be like, you could get one of those softwares like MailerLite for like, I think it's like so many followers is free. And MailerLite's super fun to use. Like your teenagers would like eat it up in a second. And like have them like do a fun promotional email for you like weekly or something.
And I agree. We're working on that. So because my business is like I have combined staff with the other business that is partnered in the store next to me that we're open to, we share staff. So sometimes there is a lot of responsibility going on. And you're right, these are things like because we're still newer staff as well, because they really just started in December. Some of
I
my
feel
staff
like it's a Peyton job. I feel like I'm nominating Peyton.
I know she really should, but yeah. We'll talk about that. You and Peyton can have a meeting. You can tell her her
I can
responsibility.
tell her her new job that I've decided for her. Have I
Perfect.
ever told you about the credit cards that I have for my kids?
You.
So I read about this somewhere and then I was on the fence about it, and Greg was like, no. And
Poor Greg, this is not his show.
not watch this episode, Greg. Anyway, he was away on a business trip and I pursued it because I was talking to someone at the cheer gym who had used it with her teenagers and thought it was great. And I like sometimes parent my children like their teenagers because my daughter's acted like she's 16 since she was 5. So I got these cards and they're credit cards from a bank, but they're associated with a chore app. And so it's supposed, you have them?
I do. I know what it is. I won't spoil it for you though. You keep going.
So anyways, I ordered these cards and so there's an app and you assign your kids chores and on every Saturday morning is payday and they get paid like their flat base fee. And then depending on if they accept the chores or do the chores, they get paid extra. So you can say like if you vacuum the main floor, you get an extra $5 or like whatever, and then they check when they've done it, and you can deny it if they didn't do a good job. But I took it up a notch because I am always the up the notcher.
You're
So I
extra.
gave these cards to my kids because my son hates cash. Like he would much sooner have like a card and not have to fumble with cash at the store or whatever. So I was like, yeah, you're gonna get a credit card. So it's like a prepaid credit card, so we can't overspend.
But
But I gave them back.
more like Visa debits though, right? Like, let's be clear, they're not quite credit card. They're more Visa debit, would you say?
So it's like a prepaid credit card. So you can only use money that's on there,
Yeah.
essentially. But
So
it
yeah.
works like if they don't accept Visa, you can't use it.
Right. Yeah. So it's a Visa debit.
Okay. So my kids got this card at the same time as they got data on their cell phones. And with the caveat that they had to pay their cell phone bills. So my kids have to pay a set fee every month on the 15th of the month. And if they don't have the money from doing their chores, then they have to use their Christmas money to pay their cell phone bill, or they lose their cell phone. And
That's
then
great.
if they do extra chores, then they get extra, like, then they get spending money to like do whatever they want. So my daughter is so funny because she is a 10, and there can be lots of judgment about this, but she is, I will call her like a Sephora kid, but not one of the ones you see on TikTok. She just loves things at Sephora. So she now plots that she wants like this face cream or whatever. And I love her to death because she follows four dermatologists on Instagram. So she knows what things she should not use and what things she should. And so currently she wants this Ever Eden Kid moisturizer. And so she's plotting how many chores she needs to do and how long it's going to take her to get there. So, like, at 10 years old, this credit card that I got her is teaching her all about savings. It's teaching her all about savings. It's teaching her all about pay and payment of bills. And so my argument to Greg was that they're not just getting this card as like I'm getting an allowance, but they're getting this as like I also have to pay this bill. And so their actual weekly allowance doesn't equate to the bill. So if they don't do extras, they won't have enough to pay the bill. So it's we have been doing this. One of my friends at hockey laughed at me and said, "You let me know how that works after a couple of months." And I think we got it at the beginning of hockey season, and it's still going strong. They're still paying their bill every single month. My son asked me the other day, is I don't think I need as much data as I have. So like, can I decrease my bill? And I was like, you could, but it'll actually cost more because we got a promotional plan. So you might not want to. But yeah, so that's kind of how ours works. But you
Oh,
have the same one.
I do. So I don't think you said the name of it. So the one we have is
I didn't purposely because we both have referral codes, and I feel like if you want it, you should use my referral code because I think they get $30 and we get $30 if you use my referral code.
yeah, absolutely. So what my son does with it, he likes to get V-Bucks for PlayStation. So he has learned the value of how to e-transfer. So it's set up on my credit card because it can't be used with his card, I don't think. I mean, I haven't tried. It
Like
probably
his
could.
V-Bucks.
Like so well, okay, so PlayStation, like anytime you get gift cards for them, I think there it's to get the V-Bucks or whatever. So you need these points to purchase things within the games. So anyone who has like Robux or anything like that, or Roblox, I mean, like you can get Robux and there's like similar things like that. Well, PlayStation also has that for some of the games. So anyway, he wants to buy these skins for his people. And so he needs to buy skins for the people. And basically, long story short, like if he has enough money, he can e-transfer me and then I pay for it and he knows that he can purchase it, but he can't purchase it without either asking, one, because it charges my credit card, but two, then he has to make sure he has money and e-transfer. And so he makes sure he gets his chores done. So
See,
it's great.
it is so like I'm telling you that everybody needs this thing, and it used to charge $3.99 a month to have it, and recently they've announced that it's now free.
Yeah.
So there is no reason why everyone shouldn't have these for their kids. It is awesome, and we tried like other promotional type things like reward systems with our kids, and we were dinkus parents is, if that's even a word, because we didn't follow through. We'd be like, oh yeah, because we never have cash on us. So we
Right.
would be like, oh yeah, like, you do this, and this, and then we'll give you an allowance. And then we
Right.
wouldn't give the allowance, right? Whereas this is automated, which is so much better in my life.
Yeah. So I
And
think what we, oh, sorry.
I was probably going to say the same thing as you.
I was gonna say we should definitely like we'll link it out with our episode. And people can always reach out before then, but we can link it out and like we can put your link on it and then we can revisit another time and put my link on it or something like that.
Whatever, as long as one of us, it's all good. Anywho, we're out of time.
I
That's what
know.
this symbol is. And it was so fun talking about all the gruesome things today. Maybe we'll keep next episode kind of clean, but until then, we'll see you next week.